This is your seventh lesson in Dutch, brought to you by me, Aarte.
And me, Henk. We'll be teaching you some common interjections this day.
Hoppatee, off we go.
Interjections are not real sentences, but words and phrases that are uttered to express an emotion.
Henk, my neighbour is constantly making noise, and she is also complaining about my car blocking her view.
Het is me wat.
Henk just expressed he feels sympathy for my situation. How did you say that, Henk?
Het is me wat.
Now, Henk, my house burnt down, my car was stolen, and my cow died. All in the same week.
Boe hey.
How did you just react to this accumulation of severe problems?
Boe hey.
Now, Henk, you had to run to catch the bus, but you still missed it. What would you say?
Wel verdorie.
Could you say that again?
Wel verdorie.
Now, Henk, you just won 2,000 euros in the lottery. What would you exclaim?
Joepie.
Could you shout that again?
Joepie.
And finally, you tasted your milk and it had turned sour. What would you say to express your disgust?
Getverderrie.
Say that again.
Getverderrie.
Now we'll repeat all the words and phrases. Henk, my cat peed on the carpet last night and I can't remove the stain.
Het is me wat. En Aarte, when I left the bakery yesterday, I was nearly run over by a car. Look, you can still see the tire marks on my boots.
Poe hey. And Henk, did you realize the bus drivers are on strike today?
Wel verdorie. That means I must walk home.
I came by car today. I can drive you home.
Joepie. That means I'll be home early, so I can see the ice skating championship on television. Don't you like watching ice skating while drinking a nice warm glass of milk?
Getverderie. No, I don't like warm milk at all. I'm allergic to warm milk. Warm milk makes me shiver.
Het is me wat. Aarte, could you repeat all the interjections we have learned today really slowly, so the listeners can repeat them after you?
Het is me wat. Poe, hey. Wel verdorie. Joepie. Getverderrie.
That's all for this program. We suggest that you listen again, just to get used to the sounds of the language, and to make sure the words really stick in your head. Tot ziens.